In the letter in Revelation 2 to the church of Thyatira, Jesus Christ addressed the church's tolerance of the sin of the woman Jezebel. You remember she was the one who was given to idolatry and immorality. And here we have another reference to time, but opposite what we find in chapter 10. In Revelation 10, it says time is no more, no more time, no more delay. Look at Revelation 2:21. I, Christ speaking, I gave her time. Why? To repent. She refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. So at the end of Revelation 9, the people on earth refuse to repent. They refuse to turn from sin to God. And then in Revelation 10, the mighty angel declares there will be no more time of delay. Time is given, and there is now no more. The kingdom will be established. Christ will rule. Christ will judge. And here's the point. In the day of rewards, there will be no more time for repentance. You and I don't know when we're going to leave this life. It could be today. But we will be ushered to the presence of the Lord, and we may be sure, as it says in chapter 2, verse 23, that Christ will give to each according to his works. That is to say, nothing is going to be hidden from him. No sin is going to be overlooked by him. He will not lower the bar for anyone. So what this is a call to repent. Because one day there will be no more time to repent. One day Christ will come and remove all who won't give him the glory he deserves. He's going to reclaim the earth, signaled by the mighty angel who took his stance on land and sea. And there will be no more delay, as was sworn by this mighty angel. But this event is told to us so that we'll humble ourselves before the Lord now. It's a good thing to know what will be, so we know what we should do today.